Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Here we are back in the studio after an amazing birthday party yesterday. Sue Thomas, I think you would agree it was an amazing success.
It was.
We, I never saw you after we wrapped the show yesterday, and I looked for you, and then I kept getting grabbed. By the way, I'm not complaining about this, but I kept getting grabbed by listeners, and I spent, you know, the next hour and a half. I left a little bit before 7:30 because I wanted to see the football game, which was terrible, by the way. But it was a great time. We thank all the sponsors and all the listeners who came out, and the VIP folks were there enjoying themselves. There was just a lot of fun. And Lit Cigar Lounge, you know, I know you weren't the biggest fan of the smoke, but that place is beautiful.
Yeah, and we had some nice stuff outside. So afterward, Fred and I went out and got some little bit of food outside and talked to some people there. It really was a great place.
A lot of people went down around the corner to High Point and had a burger and said that was really good.
That's
so
nice.
Chesterfield's awesome.
Yeah.
I listened. You guys had a great time. That was awesome.
We invoked your name a couple of times yesterday. I don't know if you heard that.
I didn't hear that part. Yeah. Was it brutal?
No, it was positive. Of course, nice. Everything we say about you is nice. Jane Duker is here on the roundtable panel. She'll hang out in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's say hello to my movie date from this week, Steve Butts, state representative. We saw the Springsteen movie together and enjoyed some popcorn. Actually, I didn't even share my popcorn with you, did I?
Offer any, but you know,
are you serious?
Well, I got a doctor's appointment on Monday, so I'm trying to do nothing but kale and broccoli.
Now we're talking.
Oh boy,
are you
that
for 1 week?
Hey, here, if that's
so
the
I
truth,
I want to fool the doctor.
Wait, I can help you amazingly. That you would have no idea how much I can help you. For one, you come over to my house. That's exactly what I feed Oreo, my bunny, every day. Kale and broccoli.
Dang
and
it.
Some parsley. So you come over to our house, you're covered, Steve.
I need good cholesterol numbers on Monday morning.
John Lapping is here, former state senator. He was with us at the party yesterday. John, you had a good time. You brought your wife, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. You had a good crowd there, and beautiful night for it, and a great venue. I'm curious to know, when's the anniversary party for the roundtable? When did that start?
Yeah, excuse me. Well played,
I'd
Mr.
Have to
Lamping.
Think, well, it started in 2008.
So we're getting, you know, maybe the 20 year we'll do that.
Yeah.
2028.
I'm all for Chesterfield. It's halfway from Augusta.
Jane, do you, like, how long, because when I first started it, you weren't on every week, but we'd have to think back to see when that was. 2010, maybe?
I mean,
it's been a while.
It was in the old, you were in the old building.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, I mean, when did you move to this building? I forgot.
Probably about 11 years ago.
Yeah, so I thought it was about 14 years.
That's about right.
So if Trish is listening, because I know she planned this event, maybe she'll be able to plan yours in a couple of years.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Well, I like that idea too, John. Thank you.
And I like going to Chesterfield. My favorite candy store is there, of course.
Oh, where is that?
It's Sugar. It's right there, not just right up from High Point.
It's just called It's Sugar?
Oh, sure.
That's brilliant.
And it's enormous.
I love it.
And it has every weird candy. You know me.
Yes.
I mean, it's like my heaven.
She brought me my Applejack Pop-Tarts today, which were awesome.
All right, that. I had some mini Diet Cokes for you, too, just to put you on a little bit of a diet.
Yeah, kind of.
Smaller cans.
Yes, that's not a bad idea. All right, let's talk some issues here, because it is the roundtable, and this was not on your topic list panel, but I think we'll be able to roll with it. It was a story. So I don't know if you've heard this one. It's very interesting. They are reporting this afternoon on KSDK, also on STL Today and the other media sources that, you know, the kid who shot up Central Visual and Performing Arts High School, Orlando Harris, told at least three employees at Barnes Jewish Hospital in Wash U of his intentions before he walked into that school and opened fire. So Jane Kuska, who was killed, and her family filed a wrongful death lawsuit. Also, one of the students, Alexandria Bell, is involved in this lawsuit. They filed it on the three-year anniversary. Can you believe that that's been 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Nobody warned the school or law enforcement. The hospitals knew or should have known that Mr. Orlando Deshaun Harris presented a serious and imminent danger. I mean, he literally said, I'm going to shoot up the school, Jane. I mean, I don't know what the legal aspects of this are related to the doctor and not, you know, the doctors, I guess we should say, and not, you know, informing the police, but good Lord.
Well, I mean, here's another issue that he was institutionalized three times, like in recently before he shut up the school. And so, I mean, if they can prove that there was a direct threat out there, I mean, I thought it was part of the code for mental health professionals that if there is that you can breach privilege when there is a specific threat.
Yeah,
that's as specific as, you know.
Third time involuntary committed. On August 22nd, 3 years ago, he tells a doctor that he planned to shoot up his old high school, right? Like, he was specific. He later writes in a notebook that he had told other psychiatrists of his plans, two others. On October 15th, his mother calls his doctors and tells them that she was worried. He had bought an AR-15, a tactical vest, 20 high-capacity magazines, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition, but none of the doctors or providers called the school or law enforcement.
Well, and the other thing is at that point, if he's going out and buying weapons and he's known to be severely mentally ill, then why didn't they go get an order, so that he couldn't have possessed? Because then the police came later. And they couldn't take the gun. But had there been an involuntary or a court order saying that he's not competent to have a weapon, then the police could have seized it.
Well, if I jump in on that part a little bit, because, yes, I do remember that was 3 years ago. I was picking up my grandkids at a little school just one block down and was stopped for quite a while with the traffic. It was a terrible day for these families, these kids. But to Jane's point right there, yes, if we would have had this court order, I get where you're going with that. How about something even simpler? When we talk about some level of red flag laws, this kid qualified, should have been held for a red flag law. His own mother wanted his gun out of the house, knew he was a danger to himself, and the police, though they intervened somewhat because of our inability to get anything done on the tiniest gun regulation, they had to return that weapon. And I mean, there's so many errors here. And, you know, the bottom line is the kid was that mentally ill. Nice to know. You know, I wish we would have known these facts 3 years ago and someone would have said something. But the fact is, his own mother and sister did say something.
So have there been, you know, in John, I don't know if this goes back to your time in the legislature, have there been specifics written out for a red flag law for Missouri that have been proposed, and how would that even work?
Well, the red flag laws that are being proposed are almost exclusively proposed from the left, and they're more extreme than just the simplicity of, hey, if somebody knows somebody's got mental issues, then this becomes a red flag. It goes way beyond that. I mean, I'm quite certain that when this happened 3 years ago, the first thing that came out of the left was guns, and guns need to come off the streets. And no, it's not that. If you look at all these school shootings, it all involves extreme mental health crisis, and how we as a country take on these mental health crises. You know, there was a time 30, 40, 50 years ago where to be institutionalized was to be institutionalized in a physical institution, locked up and lose your freedom until you gain mental capacity. We gave that up 30, 40 years ago as a country, as a society, as a culture. We need to go back there. It's obvious we need to go back there. And when you're institutionalized, you don't need red flag laws. You're institutionalized. You're in a building where you can't get out and you're detained
right.
until you're
okay,
compelled.
But we're not going to go back
there. We're not
there.
Going no, back there.
I'm just kind of being a realist
I think we are going to go back there. There's so many things, so many problems this country has we've come to recognize in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Things that we thought, well, it's a problem, but what are we going to do? The border's porous, well, what are we going to do? You know, we can't manufacture things in this country. Well, what are we going to do about it? And the answer was always, nothing.
I can't say I totally disagree that there has to be institutions. There are people who should not be in society because of mental illness. Okay, so I mean, I don't think.
By the way, I don't disagree on that front.
Right.
Okay,
now,
I really
institutionalize
that. I
everybody?
Realists.
Of course not. You
well,
always the, try to the, do the least restrictive.
The president has referenced bringing back mental institutions. He's talked about that, and mm-hmm. you know, we can poo-poo it and say it's not going to happen, but.
John, where are the resources going to come from? We don't even have enough doctors to take care of everything outside of that.
Well, the money you might save, though, think about the money. I mean, first of all, you've got the mentally ill themselves. They're not being treated the way they should be treated.
No.
They're about all the people mm-hmm. that are impacted negatively by the fact that the mentally ill are out on the streets or in people's homes. The people that they're shooting up, robbing, killing, all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, and all the money that goes to try to fight that off. Just think about the mentally ill and the homeless community. The billions of dollars that's spent trying to help them, but help does not include taking them off the street and putting them in an institution.
Like one of the concerns I always have with the red flag laws, and I can use myself as an example. So here I go through a mental health crisis. I'm on a certain amount of medication prescribed by my psychiatrist. Would that be something, because you have 60% of the country that's on antidepressants and stuff like that.
Not if we write it properly.
Well, but my understanding is it's written, it has been proposed in ways that have been a little bit too open, and that's where people would be opposed to it, because you say, look, what qualifies as something that would really trip that red flag and what doesn't? That's where it gets a little tricky, I think. People knew. His mom knew. The doctors knew.
Exactly.
A lot of people knew.
And, okay,
they didn't know about a school. They knew about the specific school.
This is my point. When your own mom, where you live, says, we got to take his gun away, we don't have a good way to do that right now. Let's just go mark the tape what John said. I hope you'll be with me and support something that limited.
If somebody would
be a big help.
If somebody issues a specific threat, if you're in a situation where a doctor's privilege can be waived,
that
should be
right.
a no-brainer. And look, you go to a court. I'm not saying you get to, like, you know, a doctor just unilaterally gets to, like, say, okay, I just don't think this person should have a weapon. I mean, you go to court, and the doctor testifies. There's been a specific threat to this is about as specific as you're ever going to get. And but he did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Red flag laws, it keeps him from legally buying a gun, but he's still mentally ill, and he wants to go do something to school. Who's to say he doesn't go illegally get a gun or then steal a gun?
Well, wait, he did
but he
illegally
did.
Get a gun. But the police... This case proves the point.
No.
The police saw the gun. The family asked for them to take the gun, and the cops said, we can't.
How about if you're a mental health professional and you've got a patient that is said what this young man said to, it sounds like, three professionals. How about you don't physically institutionalize him when that happens?
Oh, I mean, I think that's an option.
How
I mean,
about
I
both?
Think, I think, yeah.
No,
I think,
both.
I,
All right.
yeah, I
Hang
think
on.
This kid should have been.
It's a Rear Roundtable on a Friday. Jane Duker, State Rep. C. Butts, former State Senator John Lamping. We're coming.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm back. Don't forget, next hour we'll have Paul Hall on some entertainment recommendations and Frank Cusumano, a lot of sports, including Mizzou Vanderbilt. Heading into the weekend, we have on our panel this afternoon, our friend Jane Duker is here, former State Senator John Lamping, and State Rep Steve Butts, who's also running for the State Senate. So, John, you and I get to start on this one. It is unreal to me the way that the Democrats, including maybe some in this room, their heads are exploding over a renovation to the East Wing, making claims that the White House is being torn down. No, it is not. Okay, there is a West Wing of the White House campus. There is an East Wing. The residence is in the middle. It's not being touched. And my favorite part of this story is Chelsea Clinton, of all people, is out with an op-ed piece about how horrible this is. Is she not familiar? We were talking about cigars, right? Is she not familiar with cigars in the Oval Office and how they may have been used? You hear Trump was joking. He might name the ballroom the Monica Lewinsky Ballroom. I love that. I think that would be brilliant. But their heads are exploding, including Steve Butts's, and we'll get to him in a second. Good Lord, why all of this obsession over renovations that are probably long overdue?
I hadn't heard the Clinton op-ed story. I guess they kind of conveniently forgot the fact that they used to rent out the Lincoln bedroom. And
oh, yeah,
they
millions
took the furniture
and millions
with them when they left the White House, and they had to bring it back. And then everyone seems to forget that, you know, in 2009, in the middle of a recession, that Obama spent almost $400 million putting up fences and a basketball court on the White House grounds. People forget all those things.
Taxpayer
dollars funding. In a recession. So this man that is our president, just he never ceases to amaze me how many balls he has up in the air at the same time. 15, 20 balls easily. He's constantly flying around the globe.
He's got big balls, John. I think we can safely say
big
that.
Big balls and lots of balls. And, you know, here we go. When this is all said and done, we're going to be able to host these state dinners. You have 999 people can attend. We have a 200-seat capacity now. People forget, too, the East Wing, it began in 1942. It was a bunker for the president at that time. So the Democrats amaze me. They have nothing to talk about that's going to sway public opinion. And this is an idea that will long be perceived to have been a really good thing when it's all said and done.
All right, Steve, why are you so angry about this? I'm just telling you, I don't get it. It's hilarious the way that your side is reacting to this.
Okay, I'm going to say how I'm reacting to it personally. Let's start with the guy. All right, I get it. He is the king of chaos. This is some more chaos.
Why? Why is it chaos?
This is why it's chaos.
Okay.
The government is shut down right now. Somehow, magically, they can't get a budget passed.
Why is that?
No.
But why is the government shut down? Just out of curiosity.
Congress can't pass a budget.
That is not why. It's because every Republican in the House voted to keep the government open.
No, they just want to do another
continuing
resolution.
One Republican in the House didn't vote against it, and every other voted to keep it open, and you guys wouldn't even pass a bill yesterday to keep salaries coming for military members.
Okay, let's... All right.
Same CR they signed.
Let's stick with the tearing down of the East Wing. So, one, it is not his house. $400 million that Obama, I don't know, thanks for pulling that out. I don't know that that's the case. I know he put in a basketball court.
Yeah, no,
Okay, we did. But it didn't change
I can play the clip from CNN.
Integrity. Have you guys not been to Washington, D.C.?
I've been there.
So have I. And how can you say that we're going to have a building as nice as this banquet? And I'm sure this will be the greatest banquet center on earth. If we're the party of small government on the Republican side, if why don't they do this?
Government's
not paying
for it.
Can't build this new. They're still going to mar the look. The building is going to be twice the size of the White House. It's going to look gaudy and stupid the way I think. Everything
well,
Trump
you guys,
builds.
You guys think that.
Easter.
Because
okay.
that, those
so,
are
yeah,
the...
Okay, that would be crazy, too. He builds it, we tear it down. All nonsense. How about you stick with, get the government reopened, do the things that the country, the vast majority of people in this country need done.
They are. Have, and no, that's no, what's brilliant about this, because nobody in the taxpayer area or any bureaucracy is involved in this. So it's great. Yeah.
Everybody's
it's a win-win.
Everybody's involved in it. It is the White House for America. So everybody is involved. I don't care.
But it's your side,
friends,
Jane. I don't know where you are. Your side is acting like the White House is being torn down. The White House is
not
being torn down.
It's the East Wing. They're going to build this big, gaudy banquet center.
Well, that's because you think it's gaudy because of Trump. Okay,
because
you've seen renderings.
What he builds is gaudy.
Well, okay. Well, let's see.
Obama put a fences in a basketball court.
You guys.
Give me a break.
What's wrong with that? It didn't
What's
change. It didn't change the architectural integrity of the White House.
Over the last 250 years, we've changed some of the architectural aspects of the White House and the campus.
Of course,
Steve.
We have. And
so
this
what? It's
is
time
not,
to do it again.
This is not going to add beauty to the White House.
Says you.
Says me.
Okay.
It's
well, let's see when the project. Yeah, I might add both. Jane, you seem quiet on this one.
No. I just was
okay,
waiting
right,
for
all right,
the.
All right.
For the.
That's unusual too.
I know, right? So, first of all, the $376 million that was spent by President Obama was a four-year, predominantly maintenance project of the White House. This was not for his basketball court. It was not. This was to preserve the White House, internal guts, things that needed to happen. So that is wildly overblown and not true. Second of all, I don't think this is like the end all be all. I don't really even care that much, except it's just another vanity project. I mean, this is all his
vanity.
He's
not even going to get to use
it's just exhausting
until the third term.
The things that he has. Right. I mean, this guy is lame duck, and he's building a ballroom. And it's like, really? I mean,
He's doing about 20 other things.
He's doing, look, this is where it's unbelievable, John, because
let's
talk about
if
where we
Obama
are.
If Obama had done this, you would have had a fit. You have a fit that he was doing maintenance on the White House.
No, we didn't.
You don't see the difference between taxpayer-funded projects like this. And it has nothing to do with the shutdown.
Hey,
this has
I will tell you
White
this. I don't like donations for governmental things.
Like
presidential
libraries?
I'm very consistent on that. I don't like that you know, you rely on donors to fly you around the state. Or
you mean like renting the Lincoln bedroom at $100,000 a pop? Is that sort of the stuff that you're talking about?
I don't think that's a good idea either.
Okay.
Like presidential libraries and presidential inaugurations, which are all funded by the same people that are funding this.
A party is different. They're not providing a governmental function. This is allegedly a governmental function. I don't think that private donors ought to be paying for our public buildings.
But you got here, John.
That's what taxes are for.
If you can't afford it, we are a year removed from this election, right? We have sealed the border. There's no dispute about that. After millions of people stream across the border, have you looked at the stock market today? All the panic, all the experts. Steve, you know this as well as I do because we talk about this stuff. They were predicting we'd be in a recession right now.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
All these experts.
What did I tell
you? I don't remember what you said,
but
we're not in a recession.
Go up,
right?
Keep investing.
So,
pick good companies.
Right. So that we have a situation where inflation is down, right? We had some inflation numbers say. We have things that he's doing, he's promised to do. It's not like this is out of the blue. By the way, this whole renovation was announced months ago. So it didn't just happen one day all of a sudden. Oh, my God, they're tearing down the White House.
Nobody's
it was
complaining
planned.
About that.
Are you leaving out? I'm going to stop the Ukraine war, you know, the first week. After I get. Are you going to leave that out? Since you're out of litany.
Look,
how about Middle Eastern peace?
And the seven other conflicts.
Right.
I agree that he says things sometimes.
I hope he does that, but I'm holding him to that promise, too.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
have him do both things if we're going to brag that
he's been in office
almighty and does everything.
He keeps meeting. Look, in the last 2 months where your guy was hiding in the basement of the White House, he's met with Putin, he's met with Zelensky a couple
constantly.
Of times, and he's trying to get something done. And by the way, they just had this thing in the Middle East, so you guys can't say anything nice about anything. And that's what drives a lot of us crazy.
On
even
the peace
people
process
crazy
in the Middle
about.
East, I said a lot of nice things.
Absolutely.
He brought it together. He gets all the credit in the world for that.
you know, you've got oil prices declining dramatically now. So here in the St. Louis area, we've seen them as I've seen them as low as $2.60 a gallon, which is as low as it's been in five years.
I have to fill my car up with premium because I have a fancy car. I couldn't believe how cheap it was last week when I filled the whole tank up. I thought it wasn't even full because it was $54 when it's usually $65 or $70.
30-year mortgage rates back to 6%, first time in 3 or 4 years. Guy's only been he got sworn in 10 months ago. He's got all these things going on. He's bringing the supply chain back. That we've got commitments of over $20 trillion from other countries and other companies to bring the supply chain back. Apple's out of China, and they're building in the United States. You know, it's only been 10 months. You know, Aline Zito writes extensively about what's going on in the steel belt, you know, and then in Pennsylvania, and how we've saved that industry. Look, the country is in a place right now that it has not been in a very long time. I mean, I think the rate of change is as positive as it has been. I don't even know. I mean, maybe like the late 90s. I mean, under Clinton, maybe the country did super well. And it's only been
late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah,
right.
I think it was a good run.
Before the recession,
we're on the
early
verge
2000s.
Of that right now. And I've never been more impressed with, and I've been around lots of very successful, powerful execs, the pace that Trump keeps and the work that he does and nonstop, 7 days a week, 10 months in, the guy has not stopped doing this. And
you don't think every president works?
No. I think the last president slept.
Okay, the last president did not.
You go back and look at all those presidents and see what were they talking about interweek? How many different topics were they working on? How many different issues were they working on? How much success?
We could absolutely go back and say that they were announcing things every day.
He has a stream of consciousness that just comes out of his mouth.
But people just didn't act cultish about it. That's the only difference.
No, in addition to his success...
Was President Obama on television on a regular basis?
Daily?
Not just daily.
Yeah.
Three times a day answering questions from the media. He'll have something at 9 a.m., then he'll do a Q&A. He'll have something at noon, then he'll do a Q&A. He'll have something at 4, and he'll have a Q&A.
And then
they didn't do that. I promise you they didn't do that.
Are you guys worried about the national debt at all since we're all this
great? Yeah. Are we?
Of course we are. This guy loves debt, right?
No, he loves debt.
Yeah, he threatened the Fed to bring interest down, even though we are in big debt.
And the Democrats don't want to sign the same budget they signed back in March, which unfortunately is Biden's budget. That's the budget we're living under. And so, yeah, of course we like.
If this were a Democratic president, you would be having a fit
over what?
That there's a CR again and that nobody's doing a budget.
Well,
this is a bipartisan problem. This isn't just Democrats. This is Republicans. Get a budget.
Jane, they haven't passed the 12 bills since the late 90s. Gingrich was the last one to pass a budget. So Trump is only president. He's not Congress. And fortunately for the country, I think Supreme Court's going to rule that the majority minority congressional districts are unconstitutional. And with that and redistricting and counting illegals for purposes of apportionment, we're probably on the front end of a Republican majority in Congress. I don't know, a generation or two. So, yeah, I'm optimistic.
All right. Hang tight. It's the Reardon Roundtable on a Friday.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we had an awesome birthday party at Lit Cigar Lounge, and John Lamping, who's on the panel today, was out there with us. Jane, we did miss you yesterday, but you're here this afternoon. State Representative Steve Butts is also on the panel. So let's talk about the shutdown here. I don't know what, you know, Steve, I'll start with you. We're a month in now at this point. And we had Congressman Onder on the show yesterday. He's been, you know, working in the district for 3 weeks. Everyone's back here. Mike Johnson's not calling him back. John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, has committed to your party. Yes, we will have discussions on these ACA subsidies, but we have to open the government. Now we're getting to the point where even if you passed this thing a month ago, you'd have to pass another one. So I get your call for appropriations bills going right through regular order, but it's not what we're doing right now. And I don't know what your opinion is, John, of getting rid of the filibuster, at least for these particular reasons. That seems a little dangerous to me moving forward. But who's going to give? Because the Republicans are voting to keep the government open. You guys have all these demands that are unrelated to the CR, and they don't really appear to be something that's resulting in leverage to get what you want.
I think like on any negotiation, both sides are going to have to give. They're entrenched right now where you're just now getting to the point, like when in Missouri, let's just talk Missouri, when the SNAP benefit money is not available starting in November,
that's going to be bad.
Pain is going to hit.
But that's
heartland.
What you want. That's what Democrats want.
It is not what I want.
It
is not what Democrats want. You know what Democrats want? They've said what they want. They want to keep the subsidies so people can afford to keep their health insurance. Now, how about this? If I'd be negotiating, I'd say, let's slide these, you know, back a little bit, walk them back 10% every quarter, something like that, to come up with some kind of compromise on the subsidies for the ACA. Mm-hmm. Congress is going to have to, the Democrats in the Senate with the Republicans are going to have to come up with a deal because the pain is real, but it's not really real until a paycheck or two are missed. You know, when you're just late and you know, well, I'm really going to get my check in another couple weeks. That's some pain. But when it goes to pay periods and when I'm just going to stick with Missouri, Keogh said, we don't have the money to fund the gap. When these people
680,000
actually
people
need this, it's shocking. 680,000 people in a state of 6 million.
And that's when the Democrats will vote for the CR.
John, get right on that mic.
There you go.
That's when the Democrats will. The Republicans are not going to do anything different other than this first CR expires after 7 weeks. If a government's still closed, they will go and vote for the next CR, which they'll extend another 4 or 6 weeks. And Republicans aren't going to negotiate one lick. They're winning, overwhelmingly winning, and this is without any pain yet, right? So when the pain comes and the 680,000 people say, I don't have my EBT cards not being filled or my SNAP cards not being filled, Republicans will say, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go in the Senate, and we're going to vote. All Republicans are going to vote. A couple Democrats are going to vote. And when we don't get to 60, it's because the Democrats won't vote to put money on your EBT card.
I mean, I think it's a risk for both parties, frankly, because, you know, the Republicans, you guys have the majority. Why can't you get
We've done everything we could to pass the CR except convince Democrats to vote.
You don't know the rules are different in the Senate.
I know they got to get to 60, but still, I mean, you know, they're in charge. I don't think it's as cost-free for the Republicans as I think it's dangerous for both parties. And I think I think that the more pain that this happens, I think the anger is going to be spread out over all
okay.
of Congress.
Let me talk about, I want to, in the effort of fairness here with my Democrat friends, John, I want to talk about, you know, the pain that's inflicted upon Americans because of the shutdown. Let me use Bill and Shelley here in Minnesota. That's what Amy Klobuchar used the other day. She tweeted up there, early retirees like Bill and Shelley will see their health insurance premiums increase nearly 300%. Oh my gosh, from $442 to $1,700 per month if congressional Republicans refuse to extend the enhanced tax credits. That's $15,000 a year families can't afford. And Bill and Shelley really can't afford it. You know why? Because they're early retirees. They retired at 52 and they're drawn from IRA and pensions. And these poor people want us to fund their health care at $15,000 more a year. I'm sorry, Steve. We ain't going to do that. So you want to talk about these subsidies. There are people that get these subsidies that should not get these subsidies. And by the way, think about the math there. $442 a month. Who's paying that? Who's paying that in the regular open market?
Nobody.
They ain't. It's a great deal. So let's talk about the realities of where these subsidies actually go and who needs them.
And,
I don't deny that some people need them, but we got to have a little bit better management of who's getting them.
But that's not what this is. You guys aren't doing something that changes.
That's because we're
subsidies.
Not going to do it related to the CR. And by the way, you guys passed these as temporary twice. You know that, right? They're not permanent. They were temporary twice.
This was
a COVID measure.
Absolutely.
Which is why I think, like anything, when we have another benefit or a subsidy, when it's time to take the subsidy away because the pandemic's over or whatever, instead of nothing...
Right.
We got to lower it down. You got to step it up. You got to lower it down. You got to smooth out the edges. I think that's a good negotiating point.
I think that could absolutely happen after you pass the CR. That's what
amazing.
John Thune has said.
But then you've already taken it. There's nothing to tell. You've already taken
no,
them away.
No, the CR's not the letter. Look, what's amazing is that the Democrats threw away their political leverage when they didn't sign the CR. If they had signed the CR, they could have spent the last 4 weeks talking about the subsidies and the pain.
That's true.
I mean,
And the Republicans, because it's the Republicans, it falls back on them because that's when they are in charge and all that kind of stuff. So look, we all know.
I can't say that.
This CR is the exact same CR that every single one of them voted for back in March, including Chuck Schumer. The only reason they're not signing it is because when they signed it back in March, the far left called them all kinds of horrible names. And so politically, they couldn't do that again. And I mean,
well, they also don't like the rescissions and the defunding of the NPR and stuff like that. Look, we're not giving that back. Sorry, you can whine about that all you want, but we're taking it.
They signed that back in March. You know, like Republicans are winning so bigly, to quote my fearless leader, so bigly right now with these guys not signing the CR.
This is the first person
and
if they don't sign the CR
tonight or Sunday, or it's just like. We just can't. I'm getting so tired of winning by so much politically.
Okay.
And I'm just watching Harry Enten on CNN, and he's telling me that the Republicans are not losing on this one, even though Chuck Schumer wants to insist that they are.
I think the American people are going to continue to lose on all of this. And to your point, the government, when it's been shut down many, many times, as we all know, 39 days, just, you know, a half a dozen years ago, whatever. Unfortunately, memories are too short. The price is never paid for those that did not step up to the plate and govern. And that is a defect with the voters. And until that changes, I don't know that any real permanent change happens.
I agree, because it's so funny to hear Republicans saying, oh, they're being so unreasonable, when it was the Republicans who wouldn't vote, you know, when Democrats were in charge. I mean, it is so tiresome. And that's why I say I don't think the risk is more than you think, because people think that something that's when they go in and they say throw them all out. Because
no, actually,
history
would suggest that the party that shuts government down, Republicans did that in 2011. Cruz was kind of the leader of that cause. They lost seats. So it's like the party that's shutting the government down right now is your party. It's your party. That's who's shutting it down. The public knows it. And when these EBT cards don't get filled, all it's going to take is five Democrats could ease the pain. What's that from? Is that Ease His Pain? That's some movie reference.
Field of Dreams.
What's that?
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, right. So the whole country is going to be whispering from the cornfields of Iowa, ease their pain. And you're going to need is five Democrats to ease the country's pain. They're going to say, no, AOC is going to primary Chuck, and we can't ease their pain at this time.
Lamping's very cinematic this afternoon. We got one more segment of the roundtable coming up. The Reardon Roundtable on a Friday afternoon. Jane Duker on the panel, former State Senator John Lamping and current State Rep. Steve Butts, who's running for the State Senate. One more segment to go. John, you kind of brought this up during the break. We are entering a period where we have an election a week from Tuesday. You know, in my neck of the woods, we're voting for a school levy, Prop S. There's a lot of local, you know, levies and things like that related to school board. I always make the case, like, in our state, we don't have a big election going on. We'll get to what's happening on the East Coast. But some of these local elections really make more of a difference in your life, certainly, than things that happen sometimes at the national level. But when it comes to Virginia and New Jersey and some of the states out east where we're seeing the polling not really being very favorable for Republicans, is that reflective of something related to this administration?
Well, it remains to be seen where the vote comes in. I know there's a tremendous amount of momentum in New Jersey, and Virginia is kind of iffy. And then, of course, Mandami is the big national implications. But historically, what's happened is that the first election in the year of a new president, a lot of people will look to that election as a sign to what might happen in the midterms. You know, so when it's all said and done, it'll be all dissected and see what's happening. Keep in mind that this is when Christie got elected, right? So Obama got elected. It was sworn in, and then that November when Christie was elected in New Jersey, and then the Republicans took back huge votes in the first election after Obama took office. So my eyes are really on New Jersey. That's the one that's the closest. Virginia is really convoluted with some of the goings-ons there. But, it's very, very close to New Jersey. And New Jersey is a state that really didn't – it almost flipped to Trump within like 3 or 4 points, which people think of New Jersey as being, deep, dark blue. And so a week from Tuesday, they'll have these elections. If New Jersey takes that governor's race, I think that – there's all kinds of reasons I think we're going to do well in 26. That would be the first real clear sign that electorally Republicans are doing well.
I think the polling still favors the Democrats in those races. Winsome Sears in Virginia, I like her. She's the lieutenant governor. She ran, with Glenn Youngkin 4 years ago. Abigail Spanberger, who is former congresswoman, she's still the favorite. I mean, the polling on that wasn't even close. Now, it is tightening as we get closer to Election Day, but it's the Jay Jones thing that everyone's been watching, and he has fallen behind his Republican opponent, appropriately so. Steve, can you explain to me why Democrats could not distance themselves from this Jay Jones guy? Jeff Smith said last week because he was on the ballot, and they couldn't take him off the ballot. But let's face it. I mean, I think if you talked about reversing situations, if we had a Republican candidate who had said those horrible things that he said in his text messages, you wouldn't want him running in the race. And I would hope John and I would say that disqualifies them.
I saw the text, saw the news story, and I didn't hear Jeff's comments on it, but I'd say, sure. I would think it's pretty easy to distance yourself from him. Mm-hmm. It was outrageous what he said.
Yep.
And the apology, too little, too late.
Yeah.
I mean, these aren't, 13-year-olds in junior high.
I think he's going to win.
And, Mondami.
You think Jones is going
to win? That's who we need to be saying is insane. I mean, that's who we need to distance ourselves from, is that fool in New York. And
he's going to win, though. He's going to win for sure.
Seems like he's got a lot of massive.
Now, do I think that's going to happen all across the country? No. AOC didn't happen all over the country, except, Corey's coming back. She's trying. I don't think it has the implications that you all are going to hope for, but that's the kind of garbage that we need to be distancing ourselves from.
Well, the rest of your party is endorsing him. So,
not the rest of the party.
Yeah.
Hiawatha, Bernie Sanders, who isn't even a Democrat.
Let's see what happens with your D.C. powerful people. So, I think you're going to see Schumer is going to endorse him eventually.
Well, then if they do that, we do have a big risk of losing the House and losing seats if they start lining up behind this guy.
Yeah, and that's the trend in your party.
I haven't seen that. I've seen the radical left go behind him, but I have not seen, normal people.
Well, Kathy Hochul, is she normal or is she the radical left?
I don't know. On the Virginia race, there's two women running against each other.
Yeah.
And Mika Brzezinski came out and said the country's not ready to elect a female.
I mean, they're so stupid over there. The things that come out of Joe and Mika's mouth are just unbelievable.
Morning, Mika.
All right, final topic here. I don't know if this will be painful. Does anyone have any interest in the World Series, which starts tonight? Steve, I'll start with you.
I do.
You're a baseball fan.
I was in Seattle during the ALCS. I was rooting for them, right?
I was too.
Yes, I'm going to watch. I'm a big fan. I'm happy for Toronto. And
what about Ohtani last week? Oh my goodness!
Anytime the nation or the world can watch Ohtani, I got to see him once as an Angel. I've seen him twice in person as a Dodger. It is unfathomable what the guy does, and he's great for the game. He will be. Remember when we were in trouble and we had McGuire and Sosa had that race and baseball came back. I think Ohtani is doing that worldwide. I mean, he is yeah. worldwide superstar, and he's exciting to watch.
What's painful, John, is because it's playoff and World Series time, they keep different sites on Twitter keep rolling Albert Pujols' amazing moments in playoffs and World Series, and it just kind of hurts. It kicks you in the gut because you think, man, we had the superstar of all superstars, and I know that we were winning partly because of that.
Because we did.
But it's just so frustrating to be in the situation that we're in right now. And look at the Brewers. They do all that work. They get to the NLCS and just get smoked.
It just goes to show you how tough the Dodgers are. I mean, they are unbelievable. I hope this series goes
Blue Jays are good,
six
though. They're
or
good.
Seven games. Yeah, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes five games.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. There's a statistic that everyone knows the Dodgers spend $550 million on their team and they're buying the championship and all that kind of stuff. Do you know the Dodgers spend the greatest percentage of their revenues of any baseball team on their salaries?
That's interesting.
And the Cardinals are 22nd. The DeWitts, by some account, make $300 million a year on the Cardinals, that money that, some percentage of could have gone back into salary. So for someone who said 3 or 4 years ago, I wasn't going to a game until Mozeliak was gone.
Now he's gone.
I'm looking forward to the home opener, my first game that I really want to go to, and I'm looking forward for the new air. And maybe someday, not so soon, the Cardinals will be in the top five of percentage of revenues paid in payroll, and we'll all be celebrating an October
victory. Boy, I hope you're right about that. John Lamping, thanks for yesterday visiting with us, and thanks for coming downtown today and risking your life. We always appreciate that as well. Got to get that crack in there. Steve, good to see you as well. Thanks for hanging with me at the movie the other night.
It was a pleasure. Thanks very much. Good being with you.
He's got his Chiefs hat on. Go Chiefs Monday night. Chiefs. And Jane, you're going to hang out.
M-I-Z and Roll Tide.
Yeah, well, the latter part of that I cannot support, but we're coming back with Friday edition of Susan News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.